This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, February 6th, and one day after, big news, Paul Perillo. Matt Cassel was officially designated as the Patriots franchise player as we approach what should be an interesting free agency period and offseason. $14.65 million is on the table for Mr. Cassel whenever he chooses to sign that tender, which becomes guaranteed when he signs it. Not bad for a guy who made $520,000 last year as a never-before-starting quarterback. Paul, are you surprised, first of all, that it happened so early?
Well, if anybody was listening to PFW in Progress yesterday, you know that Andy and I were absolutely surprised that it happened this quickly. We all expected this move to happen. Franchising seemed to be, from, I would say, November on, really the only course of action for the Patriots to maintain that commodity that had become Matt Cassel. But, yeah, I thought they would probably wait a little while, make sure that you had as much information as you could. God forbid something happens, you know, some kind of accident, fluke kind of thing with either Brady or Cassel, really. You know, something that you wanted to do, you know, make sure that you have all the information you can. But they chose the opposite way, Andy. They went right off the go, and the first day that you could do it, February 5th, signed, sealed, and well, I shouldn't say signed because Cassel hasn't signed it, but he is franchised, and now it's, I guess, fun time. You get to see what the bargaining is.
That's the one thing we should point out. You can remove the franchise. You can pull that tender back at any time, should you choose to, as long as he hasn't signed it yet.
Right.
I want you to read the quote from Bill Belichick that coincided with the release the team sent out just before, I guess, 5 o'clock last night, the first day on which they could place the franchise tag.
Yeah, and this is a quote from Bill Belichick. "Matt has been a pleasure to coach his entire career and last season in particular. When his years of hard work and commitment resulted in a most impressive performance, we look forward to working with Matt again in 2009.
What do you make of the last line?
I make nothing of it.
Okay.
I really don't. I think that he is saying the right thing and just making sure that, you know, if anybody wants to somehow make a stink about this around the league, he can put, look, we, you know, right in our statement, we talked about our desire to keep Matt Cassel. I don't think that's a problem. I don't think there's really a chance that they keep Matt Cassel. I really don't. I know that some people do. I know Tom Curran does. He thinks there's a possibility that they hold on to both of them. I don't think that they're going to do that. I don't think it makes a lot of sense, both from a cap perspective and from a personnel perspective. I don't think it makes a lot of sense to have two quarterbacks around. And you know what Floyd Reese said to you, to your question on his press conference last week. You know, a lot of times when you have two, you don't have any. So I don't think it makes a lot of sense to keep them both.
Yeah, and it just doesn't make sense in terms of team. Now, they're both professionals, Tom Brady, Matt Cassel. Cassel has said all the right things throughout this offseason. You know, I'll take what happens as it happens, deal with it, make the best of it as I've always done. But you also don't know what happens when the rubber hits the road. And it's September and he's still on. Or what happens if Brady comes back and isn't playing well? The knee is a serious issue, and then you know people want Cassel, then they want Brady back. You just salary cap, roster, you know, building your team to be the best team you can be. It just doesn't seem to make sense on any level. That's why
I agree.
You and I have talked about it. We think while we thought the franchise tag might come slowly, we think there's a good chance that a trade could evolve pretty quickly in the process after February 27th, so that you can take that 14.65 and reallocate it towards pursuing someone on the open market, whatever you want to do,
extending somebody,
whatever, right, any of that. So I think, you know, most people feel the same way. And the one thing I'd say about Tom Curran is I wonder, is he influenced by the medical sources he has or whoever, you know, got him the information when he wrote that first story, you know, right at the season finale there, that kind of insinuated that everything wasn't as rosy as most people are painting it. And I'm wondering if his thoughts on Cassel are very much influenced by the information he received at that point. And I would think the answer is yes. It's only natural. If you have somebody you trust telling you, yeah, it's not quite as good as everybody's painting it, that would lead you to believe, well, maybe they need a second quarterback.
And, you know, that's I'm not going to eliminate that as a possibility. And, you know, if the accounts that we're getting and as recently as yesterday, you know, Glenn Ordway on the Big Show, we were talking about this as we walked down here, was talking about how he had somebody telling him that Tom has been working out every day, looks great, been doing a lot of dropping back and throwing. There's a report, I think, today, Andy, that he played a round of golf. I thought I saw. So by all accounts, he is dealing with some sort of looseness in his knee, but it's not a situation that's going to prevent him from playing. Right. And I think short of knowing for 100% certain that Tom can't play in 2009, I don't see the benefit of keeping Matt Cassel around. But stranger things have happened, and certainly Bill is not afraid to do the unconventional. So I don't want to eliminate that as a possibility. My opinion, it's not a possibility, but Bill's opinion doesn't Bill doesn't really care about our opinion or anybody else's. He's only going to do what he thinks is right for the team.
Okay, let's start the process that's going to begin from other teams. The offers. What are you willing? What does Matt Cassel in the end bring in a trade?
And you have to think it starts with a first round pick, don't you?
I think they're going to get a one and whatever else. Maybe a one and a five that can become a two if he's great, a conditional.
That's what whatever. I think. And there's been some talk lately about a conditional pick. I think the second pick might be the conditional pick.
To really elevate the package, potentially.
Right. You know, if he really comes in and does the good job.
I don't think they'll take a conditional, whatever the top pick is. Say it's a, I don't think that'll be conditional. I think the conditional will be on the second. Whereas if he goes to the Minnesota Vikings, let's say, okay, we traded you a one and a conditional five. But if he starts all 16 games and we go to the Super Bowl or we go to the NFC title game, that becomes a two. You know, I think that's where
depending
the conditions
on how well he plays, it could go up to from a five to a four to a three to a two or whatever. You know, if you win the Super Bowl, maybe it's another one. I don't know. You know, like a Brett Favre situation. Mm-hmm. So that's the second pick, and I think you're right about that.
Pick.
You're the first person I've heard actually bring that up.
Thank you. You know, I try to.
I don't like to give you credit, but
box.
I'll give you credit in this time. You call me an egomaniac yesterday. I'm showing you that I'm not.
Well, you are. But anyway. I got to think also, the first team that makes so much sense, maybe too much sense, maybe it won't work, whatever, is the Detroit Lions. Because they have that second first-round pick. So they can do whatever they want to do, acquire a potential franchise quarterback with that 20th pick by trading it to the Patriots for Matt Cassel. And, you know, everybody looks at the Atlanta Falcons, what they did last year with Matt Ryan. They also, oh, by the way, traded up to get a left tackle in Sam Baker in the 16s, 18s, wherever they took him, solidifying that left-tackle quarterback tandem for the foreseeable future, the Detroit Lions could do the exact same thing. Get a more proven quarterback in terms of NFL talent, a full season under his belt, and get whoever they deem the best player in the draft to be. I mean, you could take a nice step forward towards rebuilding your franchise there if you make the right call.
How about you get the left tackle from Alabama?
Yeah.
You know, that everybody says is a top five pick.
Yep.
You take him at one or whatever, and then you have, you know, the 20th pick you send to the Patriots. I think that there are a lot of possibilities for a team like Detroit that has the two ones, and I think it would be a great fit. I think it would be I think there are worse things to go. And I understand that Detroit is 0-16, and I understand they're completely rock bottom. But there are some pieces. And if you bring in, just for argument's sake, if you bring in a franchise left tackle and you hit on him, you bring in a quarterback that's a solid NFL starter. I'm not talking about he has to be an all-pro. He doesn't have to throw 50 touchdown passes like Brady did last year. Just be a steady, solid NFL quarterback, okay? Calvin Johnson, Kevin Smith, rookie running back, had a reasonably good season last year for a terrible team. You know, you spend the rest of your draft trying to solidify a bad defense.
And not only
that. And maybe 2 years from now, you know, you're knocking on the door for 9 or 10 wins in a playoff spot.
Forget the football. Long before the football, that franchise is a laughingstock franchise. Even their own fans, you know, the bags over their heads.
Yep.
You can sell it as, see what the Falcons did last year? We're following that game plan. We have the young head coach in Jim Schwartz. He's defensive-minded. We're going to turn that side of the ball around. We have a franchise quarterback, a guy that we can put out there as the face of the franchise. We have a left tackle or whatever, a defense. You know, there's a plan in place here that we're moving forward. After 8 years of spinning our tires and doing the wrong thing, we have a model that we're following, and this is going to work. And you can sell that at least through September until you're 0-4 or whatever.
Right.
But I mean that
but
could
I actually
really help
brought
them.
Up Atlanta yesterday as Atlanta was every bit as rock bottom as Detroit is right now.
Further,
I know I know Atlanta had a couple of wins, 3 wins, whatever they had in 2007, but their coach Bobby Petrino left and that was a total
I
disarray.
Think way further down
they
the
completely
ladder.
Turned it over. And I had someone called up and made fun of me and said, well, they had Michael Turner. Not now they didn't.
Right.
Not right now. That this time last year, besides the fact that I think Michael Turner is just an average running back, they went and acquired players. That's what acquiring Matt Cassel would be acquiring Michael Turner.
Right.
That's what they're trying to do is acquire players to improve their team. And they were every bit as rock bottom as Detroit. I don't care about the difference in being winless as opposed to having a handful of wins that Atlanta had. That was total disarray. And look at how fast they turned it around. 11-5 in 1 year.
Well, look at how fast I'm going to turn this around. That's going to put the wraps on a Patriots.com roster report. Matt Cassel has been named the Patriots franchise player for the spring. Over the next few weeks and months, we will find out how that situation plays itself out. Will he sign it? Will he be traded? Where will he go? Will he be a Patriot by the time training camp starts as Bill Belichick continues to look forward to working with him in 2009? All of that will unfold in the coming weeks, and Paul Perillo and Andy Hart will be right here to break it down for you. Until next Friday when we have some more moves to talk about, take care.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.